Welcome to Sabbatical 101. My name is Bethany Walensky, and I'm an associate professor at Michigan State University. I had a life-changing sabbatical, and I'm on a mission to help fellow academics do the same. This podcast is a resource for all things academic sabbaticals. Each episode will provide you with inspiration and insight into the sabbatical planning process, regardless of your institution, discipline, length of sabbatical, or where you plan to sabbatical. I'm so excited to have you along for the ride. Hey, everyone. I'm super excited about today's episode because I'm going to be interviewing my son, Danny. He's 10 years old, and he was starting fourth grade when we went on sabbatical in Bordeaux. And so we sat down, and I asked him to tell me all about it. And I think you're going to love it. Hey, Danny.
Hi.
Can you introduce yourself first?
My name is Danny. I'm Bethany's son. I play travel baseball. My favorite team is the Mets. I'm sorry, Tigers fans. Boo Yankees.
Oh, might alienate some listeners here.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in fifth grade.
All right. And your favorite thing to do is?
Play baseball.
Play baseball. What are you reading right now? What do you like to read?
I like reading stuff by Rick Riordan. Right now I'm reading Heroes of Olympus, House of Hades.
Awesome. All right. You ready to talk about sabbatical?
Yep.
Okay. So we went on sabbatical in Bordeaux we went in August 2023 until Christmas 2023. Do you remember when we told you that we were going to go on sabbatical? It was like in March 2023.
Yeah, definitely. I really remember it. I was like so mad and crying and stuff. It was like I thought you guys were joking because it sounded so crazy to me. And I just, so, that was not a very fun day.
Yeah. Why were you mad?
Because, I knew fourth grade is, a pretty big year. It's, a step up. You start, there's this thing called class economy. And you get a lot more homework in fourth grade. And also, I didn't have any friends in France. I didn't know anybody. It just really scared me.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I remember that night too, because we hadn't, I think you knew that I had a sabbatical coming up, but we never really talked about the fact that we might go away somewhere.
No, never.
So it was a big surprise.
Yeah, it was a huge surprise.
Yeah, and I remember you saying, I never thought that something like this could happen to our family.
Yeah.
So I remember, I actually remember you were excited at first, and then you got really upset because you were kind of excited about maybe traveling in Europe and that. And then you quickly got upset about it.
Yeah.
So, but by the time we left, you weren't, we didn't drag you to France kicking and screaming.
Oh, definitely not. I was so excited by that time.
Yeah. So what were you excited about? What did you eventually get excited about?
Eventually I got excited about, the first night I was thinking about this and how we could travel all over Europe. And I had this really cool idea of going to Legoland in Denmark. Which we ended up doing. We also went to the Lego house. I got so excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we did that pretty early on. So you knew that almost as soon as we got to France, one of the first things we were going to do, a week later, was go to Denmark and go to Legoland and Lego house.
Yeah, but the first thing we did was probably go to IKEA for the air conditioning.
Yeah, it was a little hot in Bordeaux when we got there, wasn't it? That was a bit of a change. We had no AC in our apartment, and most of the
stores and restaurants around town did not have AC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So by the time we got to France, you were excited. What about school? What did you tell me about going to school in France?
So me and my sister, Clara, went to a bilingual school, which I guess the education was like, I guess we weren't there for the education, but it wasn't the best. But I ended up making some super good friends that this year I came back and actually visited.
Yeah, so. For sure. And tell everyone a bit, how did the bilingual thing work? Like, just what was the school day like?
So the school day, so when you got there in the morning, of course, on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I think, I had English in the morning and French in the afternoon. And then on Thursday and Friday, I had French in the morning and English in the afternoon. And then also something both me and my sister loved about school there was we got 4-course meals every day, and it was just so much fun. We had like an hour and a half to eat our meals. I got to talk with my friends, and the food was actually really good also.
Yeah, and sometimes they told you had to stop eating baguettes.
Oh, yeah!
Because you ate so much baguette.
Yeah, one time I had like a whole baguette. Yeah.
Yeah, the lunch menus were pretty impressive. I remember we would get those on Friday for the next week. And sometimes it was like fish. Usually I had fish once a week on Fridays.
It was vegetarian.
Yeah.
On Fridays. Yeah. I remember one time we had chocolate mousse. And I was having, so like, after lunch, we were allowed to help clean up the kitchen. And usually the reward for that would be candy. But we got the chocolate mousse instead, me and my friends, and we were having so much fun, and we ate so much chocolate mousse that day.
Yeah, I remember seeing the picture of that.
Yeah. One of my friends, like, he had so much chocolate mousse on his lips, it looked like he was wearing lipstick.
So you said something about Wednesdays, but if you remember, you didn't actually go to school on Wednesdays in France.
Oh, I totally forgot. I was like, I forgot. I thought that was balanced out. Yeah, we didn't go to school.
So what about Wednesdays in France?
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. So my dad usually had to work on Wednesdays. But it was nice because, like, me, my mom, and my sister, we could just, like, we could go out, explore the city, and because of, like, the public transit, it was so easy to get around. We could basically do whatever we wanted, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we go around Bordeaux. Sometimes we did day trips, like we went to Paris one day.
Oh, yeah. All of us. Yeah.
It was kind of a big day trip, but
yeah,
it was 2 hours each way by train. And then another time we went to Bergerac, which was just a small city near Bordeaux. We took the train to.
Yeah, that's what's so great about France, I feel like. You can take the train, like, anywhere. I remember we would go to the beach some days, and literally the morning of, we would just say, oh, let's buy the tickets for the train.
Mm-hmm. Super easy, right?
Yeah.
I remember another thing you really liked about school in France was your cooking class.
Oh yeah, that was so much fun. So, after school on Mondays, we, just with our English teacher, Miss Leonie, we did a cooking class, and we made all sorts of things, and it was so much fun. I remember one time we made, these cookies that our teacher, Miss Leonie, she actually, like, made when she was a kid and stuff. And they were super good. That's so really, much fun.
That's really cool. And then, so Mondays you would stay, you and Clara both stayed after school and you would do cooking class. And then Tuesdays you stayed after class and you did French lessons with your French teacher. So what do you think your school, it was a bilingual school, so you did half the day in English and half the day in French. But they didn't really teach you French. Like, you just kind of were in the French class. And you had those French lessons with Miss Claire. So do you remember how that was? Was it kind of hard at first or not too hard?
I think the French was hard at first. But then, since I'd been doing Duolingo before we went, just to get ready, it turned out, after the first few lessons, I could, like, understand a few words. I mean, I could read pretty well in French, actually. I could understand a lot of words on paper. Not usually. I couldn't really understand spoken words.
Sometimes a little harder, because when people speak fast. Yeah. So, all right. So you guys, right, so you had cooking class Monday, French class Tuesday, and then Wednesdays we would hang out, and then sometimes on the weekends we would go on trips. Do you remember what your favorite trip we took, or what's the best place you got to visit while we were on sabbatical? If you can choose, I don't know.
I'm going to say in France, because I think it's a pretty, to me it's very clear, Legoland, or like the whole continent.
Okay.
But in France, it's a tie between Saint-Emilion and Arcachon. So Saint-Emilion was like, is a region where there are a lot of wineries. So we went there one day and we walked around in the morning. And then we got to take this private tour in a winery. It was so much cool. And it was so cool. And we saw, there were, these underground tunnels that had been there for, centuries. And it was awesome. And then Arcachon was our favorite beach. It was just such a nice beach. There's a huge sand dune there. Dune du Pila. And my favorite thing about it was, because it was so steep, when you're going down, I could run, twice as fast.
I think we have a bunch of videos of you running down that.
Yeah,
the sand dune.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, we went to some cool places in France. We also went to the Pyrenees one weekend.
Oh, yeah, that was so much fun.
We went hiking. And remember when we went to the Dordogne and we went to, Chateau de Castelnau?
Yes, that was so cool. It was like we were just driving to the chateau castle, the castle. And when you're, it's so cool because we were just driving along the road and we're like, oh, there's a castle. There's another one. It was so cool. We saw 10 castles that day.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. So did you miss your friends from Ann Arbor when we were in Bordeaux?
So much. I was crying at least once a week. It was really hard, but I got over it.
What do you think helped you get over it? I don't remember you crying that much. I do remember there were evenings when you were kind of sad.
Yeah. I think what helped me get over it, I had really good friends in France. I don't know. I guess we were, since we had such a short amount of time, we were doing something always, I felt like. And there was just always something to do. Mm-hmm. So it kind of took my mind off that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And you would do, hang out with your friends on the weekend, or sometimes you have a birthday party or a sleepover. So
yeah.
And then what was your favorite? So you said Legoland and Lego House was your favorite, but then on the continent, but then we also took a big trip where we traveled around Europe during the school was closed for 2 weeks in October.
Oh yeah.
Which is very different from here.
That was so cool. That was such a cool trip. So first we went to London, and we got to go to the Tower of London. We saw Big Ben. We went on a boat ride with my mom's uncle there. And it's just such a cool city. And then we went to Venice. Venice, compared to any other city, is just a whole different story. I remember when we got to the airport, when we got out of customs and stuff, we were like, you're just walking down and you see water. And then we had to take a boat to get to Venice. And I remember, wherever you are, you can see water, basically. Mm-hmm. And it's so cool. And then we got to have this really fun experience where we got on, like, a gondola. And this guy, he taught us how to row the gondola. And it was so cool. It was so much fun.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
And then next we went to Tuscany. And it's a region in Italy.
We didn't do a ton. We went to some like small towns and we did some wine tasting.
Kind of just
we went to Siena. Remember the
cathedral
there?
Oh yeah, that was super funny because when we went to the cathedral there, so it's all like black and white stripes. And of course, my mom's only wearing black and white stripes. It was so funny.
So I blended right in to the scenery.
Yeah. And then we almost forgot you, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And then we went to Rome, which is just such another so cool city. I remember the first night we were there, we saw, like, what's the name of that fountain again?
The Trevi Fountain.
Trevi Fountain. Yeah, and then second day, we, I think it was the second.
Yeah, I think we were only there for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, and then second day we went to, the Colosseum, which is so cool. And we went on this amazing tour where it was just, like, families, and our tour guide was so good. She like made it fun for us kids. It wasn't just talk. And then I remember there being like a competition on how many good questions were asked by the kids and then by the grown-ups. And the kids won by a long shot. But yeah, and then the Colosseum is just so cool.
Yeah. And you were really into Rome because of all the Percy Jackson books you've been reading. Yeah. So I remember, well, especially throughout when we were in Italy, I remember you were pointing out different gods and goddesses and the statues you would see.
And
right?
In France. That's and also, true. There's a lot of, like, yeah, there's a lot of that stuff.
There is.
Yeah, it was just the trip.
Yes, so it was cool. Pretty awesome. So, if you had to give advice to other kids who are going on their mom or dad's sabbatical, and they're going to move to a different place. They're not going to be at their home. What advice would you give kids? What would you tell kids about going away for sabbatical?
I would say at first it's going to feel really scary. But for me, I mean, at first it was super scary to me. Then by the time I got there, it turns out it's really fun and it's a really cool experience. And you're so lucky to have this experience. Like, you're probably 1 out of 100 kids that get to have this experience. And it's just so cool. And, like, you'll be able to make friends there. I mean, I know I made great friends on the first day. It's like a life-changing experience. And you're probably only going to get this once in a lifetime. So I think you should savor it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Have the most fun possible.
How do you think going on sabbatical changed your life?
Yeah, I mean, I got new friends. I made new friends. I think I'm more open to going places now. Like, I think definitely not as shy and stuff. I'm a much better walker.
We walked a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Does it make you want to, like, travel more in the future, like, as you get older?
Yeah, like, I would love to go back to Bordeaux, like, just to visit, because also just aside from my friends, it's such a cool city. Like, there's, like, yeah, it's just, like, it's beautiful. It's, like, crazy city.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I think I did a podcast just where I talked about how I planned our sabbatical, and I said a bunch of times that Bordeaux is just, like, a magical place, and I think that's
true.
That's what it is, right? And it was magical for us, and it's always going to be really special to us, and we're always, hopefully we'll have lots of opportunities to keep going back and seeing our friends there, right?
Yeah.
So what advice would you give to the grown-ups? So a grown-up who's planning a sabbatical and is going to take their kids along and they think they might want to go somewhere away from home. What advice would you give the grown-ups?
Well, I would say I would go somewhere in Europe, because if you're from the US or, like, if you speak English, I think a lot of people speak a bit of English. Also, since Europe is so compact, you can go so many places so easily, and it's just such a cool experience. I mean, if you like wine, then that's the place to be. There are so many wineries and stuff.
Which you got dragged to sometimes, but you liked going to also.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, your kids are probably going to be thinking, ugh, this is going to be so boring. It actually, if you go to the right place, it turns out to be super fun and super cool.
Yeah, really interesting to learn how they make the wine and grow the grapes and stuff. Yeah. All right, cool. Anything else, Danny, that you are thinking about sabbaticals or want to say about sabbaticals? About being a kid on a parent's sabbatical?
I mean, if you're like a parent and you're thinking of, like, a place to go in Europe, and, like, if you like kind of big cities, like, I think Bordeaux would be a really good place to go. I mean, everything is really compact. There's a super easy transit system. It's also super fun because they have trams.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, like, rent bikes there. And I remember one time we rented bikes and we just, like, we went across the river and we just, like, biked for the whole day. It was a lot of fun. Then also there are, like, a lot of stores there, so you can easily go to a store.
Mm-hmm. You can find everything you need, right?
And also, the butter there is so good. And baguettes.
All right, so Danny's plug for Bordeaux and the school, La Petite École Bilingue, was a great place to go for, you know, if you're just going to be there for a little while, because there are lots of nice kids and nice teachers. And
it's
kind of a small, cozy place.
Yeah.
So. All right, Danny. Well, thank you so much for telling us all about your sabbatical experience.
Totally.
It was great to hear it. All right.
I hope you found this episode of Sabbatical 101 helpful and inspirational as you think about your own sabbatical. If you want to read more about sabbaticals or get even more support for planning your own life-changing sabbatical, head over to my website, www.bethanywalinsky.com to read my blog and for more information about my sabbatical coaching program.